Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are starting Animagust off right. Now this game is called Angel Tear Goddess Betrayed. You can get it from Kagura Games, and you better get it soon because there's been some stuff going on with the hentai type games. Denpasoft recently announced that they had to get rid of a lot of their games because of Visa and MasterCard. Yeah, that's a thing. And some of you, like I'm doing this on joystick, some of you sex workers here might actually understand, you know, what that's like. They're basically banning certain games with certain content from being sold, and Denpasoft is a little upset. And of course, we already had DL's site, which had some problems, and had to restrict the use of Visa and MasterCard in Japan. So you can only buy tokens to buy your games there. So yeah, this is some weird censorship crap. I don't know why these companies have gone this way with this material. It's even kind of prejudiced in a way, and the Japanese have talked about that. They have stated that. There's several accounts of that. So that could come up in a court case. Eventually, we could literally have Japan versus Visa and MasterCard, and that'd be a very interesting court case. But, alright guys, so, Angel Tear, Goddess Betrayed. This game is a lot of non-con, so, Fujos are welcome. If you're a Fujoshi, and you were like, Grim, you missed Yaoi Day, which was yesterday. I'm so sorry I missed Yaoi Day. But we've got Angel Tear, Goddess Betrayed, and you're going to have your corruption, and you're going to have your non-con. So things should be okay. Okay, people that have actually had sexual abuse or anything like that, you probably don't want to see this, because you know what non-con is. So, alright guys, and by the way, all the scenes in this game are 100% consensual, even though, you know, that's what non-con is. It's consensual non-consent. Like, there's a lot of novels right in Walmart, that you can buy with non-con. I'm serious. Papa Meat did a video on it. Go check it out. You'll be like, oh my god. So, without further ado, let's start Angel Tear Goddess Betrayed. By the way, this is like a really long game if you want to play it. You think, oh, this will be 2 hours. No, dude, this is like 40 hours plus. It's really, really, really long. So, let's get started. Oh, well, let's look at the config. I always look at the config first. Screen? I like my text speed at max. Now, for you joystick folks, I do these a little differently. I actually let the character do the dialogue for the most part, and then I read it. So, just letting you guys know that. It's a little different. Window transparency, I try to keep to a minimum, or a max, because I don't want to show the window. I think we should be good. BGM, we don't want that too loud. It's loud enough already, as far as I'm concerned. But alright, I think we're good. Full ratio, yep, that'll work. Hold on. Display cut-in, system effects, there doesn't seem to be anything about the content. So, alright, we're starting it. Moonlight pours through the clouds, lighting the night park. However, the area is still enveloped in an eerie atmosphere. I'm faced with a strange creature. Gee. Five shadows approach, growling creepily. Ghouls, inhuman creatures, the vanguard of the demons. Rape, woman, rape. Gee. One of them leaps from the ground to attack. Banish spear! With a shout, a double-edged spear appears in my hand, held high to the sky. Ha! A blade of light slashes through the darkness. Yeah! My holy spear pierces the creature's wretched body, returning its very existence back to nothingness. Perish in darkness, impure creature. Yee! Nee! The rest of the ghouls become enraged upon witnessing their companion's death and attack me all at once. However, mere ghouls are no match for me. With each swing of my spear, a ghoul's body is cleaved in two.
Gee?
Only one left. My spear thrusts through the last ghoul.
Yeah!
Their corpses dissipate into some kind of black smoke, and peace returns to the park. However, I remain alert, my spear in hand. Where there are ghouls, there is always a demon who summons them nearby. If I don't defeat that demon, ghouls could continue to appear endlessly. Yet I don't feel the presence of a demon anywhere nearby. They got away again. The second I relax my senses, a sigh unintentionally escapes my lips. Oh, his art actually looks pretty good. By the way, the artist that did this, he only did this in about two other games. He's still looking for work, and according to Twitter, he's just now overcoming depression. He's been having a very rough time. But he really loves this game. This was published about 7 years ago, and he's very, very proud of it. I couldn't take out the summoner demon again. But while that is important, there's something even more pressing on my mind. There have been abnormally more ghouls appearing than usual lately, which means there must be a sharp increase in lust energy. The more lust energy there is, the easier it is for demons to directly interfere with the human realm. It's more than just ghouls appearing too. Even stronger demons would be capable of manifesting in the human realm as well. If this keeps up, I won't be able to handle everything alone anymore. I might have no choice but to awaken that girl after all, but that would mean getting her wrapped up in this again. I tightly grip my chest, as though to hold back the pain in my heart. But I don't have any other choice. A cold wind blows by, fluttering through my hair. Holding it down, I look up at the sparkling full moon in the night sky. I can hear chirping birds through the window. I open up the curtains and take a big stretch. It's a soothing morning. I change into my uniform and head out to the living room. Good morning, Mom. Ah, Yuri-chan, good morning. By the way, guys, I did install the 18+ patch. I did install the latest version of the patch. She literally defeated the rape goblins, so there's no scene. Like, they usually call them front-loading. Like, they front-loaded scenes in some more of the darker games. And, it's not there in this one. Maybe it's something that comes later on. Again, this is a 40-hour, and some people have said it's longer than that. Yeah, this is a long one, guys. Mom's eating breakfast. Sorry for having you make breakfast every day. She's eating what I prepared for her last night. It's no problem. I know you're always tired from your work at the hospital. Don't worry about it. Besides, I enjoy cooking. Mom comes home from work very late at night. I do the housework so that she can get as much rest as possible. How's the meat and potato stew? Is it too strong? To me, my mom's cooking is perfect. She jokes that her cooking made my dad fall in love with her, and it's probably closer to the truth than she thinks. It was super tasty, but... If I had to point something out, it'd be that there was a bit too much sugar. I see. I thought it might have been a bit too sweet, too. It's difficult to replicate my mom's cooking. I always follow the recipe and use the same exact techniques, but it often won't come out quite the same. Don't get so down over it. It's very good for someone your age. When I was your age, I couldn't make anything close to as good as your cooking. Really? Really? I do stuff like mistake sugar for salt all the time. I've also lost count of how many fish I've burned. I feel my spirits rise just from my mom's kindness. I hope someday my cooking can become as good as hers. I've noticed you putting a lot of effort into cooking recently. Could it be that you've gotten a boyfriend? Huh? What are you saying? Of course I haven't. I just thought it'd be nice to have you eat something healthy when you're so tired. Thank you, Yuri-chan. But getting so serious all of a sudden is just a little suspicious. Like I said, I don't have one. It's still too early for me to have a boyfriend and all that. You're such a prude. I wonder who you got that from. When I was your age, I'd already met your father and... Ah, here she goes again. Love stories about her and my dad. He was amazing at both sports and his studies, so he was super popular with the girls. I don't mind listening to her stories. If I had to point out an issue, then it'd be that they can drag on a bit sometimes. Yuri Mashima. My name is Yuri Mashima. I live with my mom and my brother. My dad is part of a traveling group of doctors. We're lucky if he comes home even once a year. A traveling group of doctors? Man, that's a heck of a profession. I guess he goes around the world to, you know, make money off... I mean, that's what I'm saying. They're not in it for free. Mom looks relaxed on the outside, but she actually works at the nearby hospital and is always leading a busy life. Oh, so it's a case of a doctor who married a nurse. I bet that happens quite a bit. All right, I'll listen to the rest tonight or something. See you later. Geez, you're so cold to me, Yuri-chan. I only said it for your own sake, you know? Look at the time. I point to the clock, which already has its hand passing 7. Oh my! Sorry, Yuri-chan, I'm gonna get going. Yep, have a good day. I reply to my mom as she hastily runs out the door. I should go wake up Tomo. And with that, I went to go and wake up my still sleeping brother. Ah, I'm so tired. Hey, did you see that show last night? Students are everywhere, heading to class, each in their own haphazard way. I attend Fujishiro Academy. It has fairly lax rules, choosing to emphasize student independence. Its fancy uniform makes it quite a popular choice for girls. Personally, I think the skirt might be just a bit short for me. Ah, Yuri, good morning! While I'm walking along the road to school, a female student runs up to me. Good morning, Minako-chan. This is my classmate, Minako-chan. She's part of the lacrosse team. It sure looked like you were giving it your all at practice yesterday. I was. We have tests coming up, but they still kept us until 7 at night. Even if there is a tournament coming up, that's just brutal. Minako-chan shrugs disappointedly. My condolences. Why is there a tournament at a time like this anyway? You guys are on break, right? Yeah, the tennis team is. That's so nice. Maybe I'll switch to the tennis team too. But the tournament is right around the corner, isn't it? You've already put in so much work. There's just a final push left. I know, I definitely want to win this one. I'm gonna have to try my heart out. I seen Minako-chan practice intensely while on my way home from school recently. Her enthusiasm for this tournament is palpable. It'd be nice for someone putting in so much to have it all pay off. I always think that when I see her practice. Ah! I forgot! Huh? What's the matter all of a sudden? Sorry, there's actually something I wanted to ask you. Something to ask me? What is it? Did you, by any chance, do yesterday's homework? For some reason, she timidly asked me. You mean the math homework? Yeah, I did. Why? As expected of the honor student. Could you show it and could you show me it later, please? Huh? It's not right to copy someone else's homework. I'll do it on my own next time. Just this once, please? She bows her head before me, her hands pressed together pleadingly. I feel like I've heard you repeat those exact words a lot of times already. I intended to do it, but then I got tired from a cross practice. Next thing I knew, the roosters were already crowing. I don't think we have any roosters in town. Just this one time, please. I'm begging you, Yuri-sama. Yuri-sama's a bit much. You're supposed to do your own homework for your own sake. But I do get that she's been practicing all the way into the night recently. Okay, I understand. I'll show you. Huh? Really? Minako-chan's face lights up. But this is the last time, okay? You have to do it by yourself from now on, okay? Yes, I will, my angel, my goddess, Yuri-sama. Goddess? Yeah, you're kind, beautiful, and cute. Seriously, if I were a boy, then I'd definitely want you as my wife. Wife? Minako-chan, what are you saying? Ahaha, I'm just joking. It's my turn as the class assistant today, though, so I'm gonna head there early. Saying that, she ran up the stairs while waving her hand goodbye. Jeez, she's such a handful. Watching her leave, I let out a small sigh. But a goddess, huh? That word caused me to remember an incident that happened to me in the past. Back when I was still a child. We went to the zoo for one of my birthdays when I was younger. I was so excited that I couldn't sleep the night before. I couldn't wait to see the animals, but I was even happier about being able to go out together with my beloved parents. However... Yuri? Stay with me! My memory cuts off when we were on the way to the zoo. The next thing I knew, I was being cradled by my dad, who was desperately screaming. His voice was hoarse, and I could barely hear it. He was right in front of me, but he somehow felt so far away. From what I heard later, apparently an old section of a building's wall broke off and fell right on top of me. Mom was crying while holding my hand. However, I couldn't feel anything besides a faint warmth. Everything was blurry like a dream. My body felt like it was floating through the air. Before long, a red light appeared before me and I was carried into an ambulance. Please, please save my daughter! I could hear my dad speaking with someone far away. We've done all that we could, but you may want to prepare yourselves for the worst. No way! You're supposed to be a famous doctor, aren't you? Is there nothing else you can do? I know how you feel, but as a fellow doctor, you should understand how dire her current situation is. All we can do is hope that she's able to fight through, or that a miracle will happen. No! Urgh! I couldn't tell what they were talking about, but I did know that Mom and Dad were sad. It was supposed to be a fun day out. It made me sad too, and I tried calling out to my dad. However, my voice wouldn't come. I couldn't even move a finger. Let's leave the ICU. Now we just have to hope her spirit is strong enough. Yuri. Yuri! When the voices went away, it became more and more silent. Even the sound from the machines by my side gradually faded. It wasn't just sounds either. My body felt like it was slowly sinking into a bottomless swamp. Both my body and heart felt heavy and listless, just like they would before falling asleep. Somehow I got the feeling that if I were to fall asleep now, then I'd never wake up again.
Nani?
What's that? A bright light shined on me as I sank into the darkness. Bit by bit, it grew larger. Ari, I'm here to save you now. A woman wreathed in light approached me. Such a pretty lady. Is she a doctor? Thinking that, I absentmindedly stared at the woman. She walked to my side and slowly brought her face towards mine. I couldn't hear the pretty doctor lady very well. I did feel something warm touch my lips. The moment I did, I felt my body be enveloped in a warm and soft sensation. Everything's all right now. You'll be better in no time. The pretty doctor lady ended with that, then smiled at me. I don't remember much after that. But the next time I opened my eyes, I was fully healed. When I asked my mom later, she said that I made a miraculous recovery. I felt like I was saved by that lady. I wanted to thank her, but when I asked my mom about her, she said that the only doctor around was a man. I know I definitely heard a woman's voice. So in my mind, I've always thought that she was the one who saved me. Unfortunately, I never found out who she was. But to me, she's my savior, my real-life goddess. My dad joined his current medical group not long after that incident and started traveling the world. I guess he wanted to show his gratitude for the miracle that saved me. He wanted to do all he could for anyone in a similar situation to mine, even if it was just to save one more person. I want to do the same too. Just like that mysterious lady who saved me, I want to be able to help those in need. I also thought that if I started studying medicine, then I may meet her again one day. That's why I've been so diligent with my studies. I need to study harder, stay healthy, and become more like that woman. I reaffirm that to myself. Hey you, where's your necktie? Huh? A girl's voice pulls me back to reality. I look around and I see a student council member performing dress checks on other students. She's my classmate, Anzu Kurosawa. Necktie? I wonder where I put it. A necktie isn't something you put away, it's something you wear. Okay? Don't K me. Put it on right now. And you over there, your skirt is too short. Despite the lethargy of the other students, Anzu is energetic and full of spirit. Everyone is used to the student council's, well, Anzu's dress inspection. If you don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding. This school is pretty lax as far as roles go, but she still insists on being strict anyway. I can't help but chuckle at Anzu staring at each and every student as they pass through the front gates. Standing right behind her is another student council member, Akiyama-kun. He is visibly uncomfortable, probably due to Anzu's overbearing attitude. Not what you'd expect with someone with such a large build. Good morning, Anzu. Ah, good morning. Let's see, you seem fine for today. Your skirt isn't too short either. Ruler in hand, Anzu nods her head in approval. Ahaha, you're just as strict as usual. Of course I am. An improper outfit is directly linked to an improper mind. Dirty thoughts are bad. She puffs out her chest and declares as such with confidence. Anzu is both a classmate and a friend of mine. She hates anything disorderly and is the type of person to boldly point out anything she deems is wrong. Some people even call her the demonic chairman of the student council. It's true that she can sometimes be too strict, but that's because she has her own established views on things. She values order and rules, and it's due to her rigidity that she doesn't put up with anything straying from them. She's often misunderstood, but personally, I love that earnestness of hers. Sheesh. Students these days sure are slacking. I wish they'd follow your example more. Huh? Me? Yeah, we should all get huge tits like these. Yeah? Suddenly, someone grabs me from behind and I nearly jump out of my shoes. While I'm frozen in shock, two hands slide under my arms and firmly grasp my chest over my uniform. This is the absolute best size! I love how they spill out of your hands. They're always so worth groping. The person who grabbed my breast so abruptly is another friend, Mio. Her small hands were squished into my chest like two starfishes. She groped my breasts fondly, her fingers gently drawing circles. My body twitches from having my sensitive boobs fondled. Have they gotten bigger again? These must be 88 centimeters now. I've got to update my database. While her left hand continued groping my chest, her right hand scribbled into a notebook. Mio enjoys collecting a ton of different rumors and trivia from around the school. She calls it being savvy. Everyone has dubbed that notebook of hers the Miopedia because of all the information she fills it with. What are you doing, Mio-san? Anzu starts shaking from witnessing such obscenity right before her eyes, a finger pointed straight at Mio. Can't you see? I'm fondling some boobies, of course. Boobies? That's sexual harassment! Come on, don't be so annoying first thing in the morning. You know what's really sexual harassment is? These lewd panties! Anzu's skirt flips up into the air, almost as if in slow motion. The boys nearby cheer out heartily. Yeah! Anzu hurriedly pulled her skirt back down. However, it was already too late. Laid bare to the light of the sun, her white panties shined blindingly bright.
Ah, it's like the light of a thousand suns!
Almost all the students around her got a clear glimpse of her underwear. Whew, now that's my student council chairman. Even your underwear is pure. Anzu's big mad! Miyu runs away with a smile on her face and a cute little yell. Wait! Having her underwear exposed to the boys, Anzu's face is a deep red as she chases Miyu. Haha, those two are just like usual. Miyu is a little unique? She's not interested in boys, but seems to like girls in some ways. From her usual behavior, it's hard to tell if she likes someone as a friend or if it's something more than that. She hasn't crossed any serious lines yet, though, so I haven't really given it much thought. What just happened is probably how she shows her affection, I guess. That's gotta be it, yeah. I forcibly convince myself. Now alone, I go through the school's entrance. I felt someone looking at me as I got to the shoe lockers and raised my head to look around. Ah! My eyes met the gaze of a boy watching me from nearby. Good morning! But the moment I greeted him, he ran away. That's unusual. Should I have not greeted him? Thinking that it's strange for a normal greeting to garner such a strong reaction, I opened my shoe locker. A ton of paper fell out. Upon closer inspection, turned out it's a huge pile of love letters. Oh, would you look at that? At some point, Miyu had snuck up behind me with a big grin on her face. Don't scare me like that. I thought my heart was gonna stop. But wait, how'd you get away from Anzu? She was chasing her just a minute ago. Anzu was much too naive. Fainting one wrong turn was all it took to shake her. She proudly smiles and shifts the frames of her glasses, inexplicably making it shine. I pray for her safety in my heart. But dang, you got a ton again today, too. Miyu smiles as she picks up one of the love letters and waves it around. Uchino-kun probably wrote one, too. That boy who got all flustered and fled when you spoke to him just now. Oh, so that's what it was. I think back on how he escaped as soon as our eyes met. Wait a sec, Miyu. You've been watching me for that long? Oh, but I didn't see him put the letter in. I was just standing by waiting for an opening to start sneakily following you. That's all. Waiting for an opening? But that's surely why he was here. Look, here it is. She digs out a letter from the pile and hands it to me. Miyu, don't go through them like that without asking. Flustered, I snatched the letter away from Miyu. It's fine. Let's see, who else has one in here? Ooh, found one from the soccer team, Sotoyama-kun. Miyu starts reciting the names on the letters. Wow, someone that popular had a crush on you, too. Excuse me, Miyu, you shouldn't be looking through them. I'm only reading the names. Whoa,
Tashiro-kun from Class B, and Igami-kun from the basketball team. Oof, even Yamane from my own class. Stop! I haphazardly put a stop to Mio, who was crouched down and switched into complete investigation mode. Sharing is caring. Besides, I'm just reading the names off some paper that's lying around. You know this is not just some paper that's lying around. Come on! I pick up the letters one by one, as though I was rescuing them from Mio's nefarious grasp. If I didn't stop her, she would have probably have opened the letters and started reading them. She was even trying to write down the names in her notebook, too. You know, you got the pick of the litter here. Why don't you choose one already? Huh? Mio stretches her hands out, each palm stacked with letters. Okay, let's start with Sotoyama-kun. He's quite good-looking, right? I'd say he's a pretty good catch, right? As she speaks, she spreads out the letters as though we're playing a card game. She then ominously pulls one out from the pile, most likely Sotoyama-kun's. No way! I can't just pick someone like it's no big deal! Don't be so modest! Just check out how many love letters the boys have given already! You have the right, nay, the duty to choose! Duty? Don't overthink it. It'll be fine. Just go out with someone for a bit, and if it doesn't work out, just break up with them. I can't do that. I unintentionally raised my voice. I don't think it's good to treat relationships so frivolously. You should spend time together, slowly get to know each other and deepen your feelings, and only then... So, you've got someone you're doing that with? I've already said I don't have anyone. I still can't even imagine myself going out with someone yet. Besides, I have more important concerns. More important concerns? Oh, what is it? What is it? I want to know what's so important to you. Mio approaches me with a notebook in her hand and a predatory grin on her face. What? I'd like to know what's important to you. You know, that part of your entry in my notebook is empty, so I definitely need to fill it in. Come on, tell me, please. What's so important? She closes the distance step by step and sticks her face right into mine, licking the tip of her pen. What's important to me? Well, that's... Yeah? Of course, it's studying hard so that I can become a doctor. Studying hard to become a doctor? Yep, so that I can help all sorts of people. I figured it'd be something like that. Mio closes her notebook with a clearly disappointed look on her face. Should have expected as much from our beautiful and smart goddess. Goddess? I guess this is how you steal all the boys' hearts. She helps me bundle up the rest of the letters and passes them back to me. I do?
またそういう謙虚なところもいいんだよね。男子の人気を上げるためにも。
Yeah, the humbleness really seals the deal, too. No wonder you're just as popular with the boys as that hottie, Miss Shizumi. Mio nods pensively to herself. She's referring to the teacher because they use the term sensei. What do you mean? You can't compare to Miss Shizumi. That's just rude. I'm nowhere near as womanly as... Oh? Did someone call me? Ah! Suzume Shizumi. Ah! Miss Shizumi! Speak of the devil! Miss Shizumi appeared right before us. Good morning. Good morning! You girls sure are lively in the morning. This elegant lady. Well, we don't know that. She might be. We don't know. This elegant lady is Miss Shizumi Suzune. She teaches math here in Fujishiro. She's also advisor of the tennis team, which I'm a member of. She really is pretty. She attracts the eyes of almost all men. Between her straightened back and confident gait, she's really like a model. With a bright smile and graceful demeanor, she has all the feminine charm of a grown woman. Together with beauty that can make even a girl like me fall for her, she's incredibly popular with the whole student body, as well as the teachers. Yeah, I don't deserve to be compared with her. Mio's just teasing me again. Hey, it's Miss Shizumi! How lucky we get to see Miss Shizumi this early in the day! A group of boys suddenly appeared around her at a distance, their eyes following her fervently. She's so popular. I guess it's only natural for a woman that beautiful, though. Whoa, and Yuri's here, too? They're both such beauties. I'd die happy if I could date either of them. Whoa, buddy. Me too. That's nothing but a pipe dream, though. Huh? Why am I being included? I don't know. I think they're attracted to both of them. But at any rate, guys, yeah, that's the limit that we're doing for this one. So yeah, you joystick folks are probably a little new to Grimm's Hentai Corner. And we do all sorts of hentai games. And it's Animagus, so we'll be doing the hentai games. Between Two Worlds comes back in September, so don't worry about that. I haven't forgotten, and we're not throwing it away. I might even follow it up with Chasing Sunsets. So, I don't know. But, yeah, we'll be doing some hentai, different eroge games. This is actually supposed to be part of our Dark Month week. But it didn't get very dark, even though it does later on. So just a little bit of warning, it does get dark later on. Right now, it's kind of happy. But next week will be our light week. So it'll be a little bit more of this, and we'll be doing a... Well, what you see here, it won't be a dark novel. We'll be doing more lighthearted, fun novels. And then, of course, we have our retro week. And then after retro week, we have our fap week, which is... the horniest stuff I can find. So, at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner with another great hentai novel. Obviously, you can pick this one up from Kagura Games. I think that's the only site selling it. There may be a version on Steam, but if you do get that Steam version, remember, you need the patch or none of the... 4 gigs of H content will be missing. This is a 9-gig game. It's pretty big. So yeah, long read. 40 plus hours, and some people said it can even go to 70, depending on how many routes you do. This is long. So alright guys, I'm out. I'll see you next time.